Now, in Australia, there are currently 2 million women and girls living with a disability. Too often, they are marginalised and face discrimination and inequality. Now, on Friday, March 6th, a new website launched called Our Place. It was created by women and girls with a disability for women and girls with a disability. The inclusive and accessible website provides important information on human rights and what to do when these rights are violated. This morning, we are joined by Tricia Maloney, the president of Women with Disabilities Australia, to chat to us more about Our Place. Tricia, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, and what an appropriate song that you played as I was ready to be coming on.
Absolutely. I saved it just for you, Tricia. Now, could you tell us a little bit about this website and its aim?
Well, it's been 20 years in the making. It's been a dream for a long time. So the information that women and girls with disabilities need is no different to the information that other women need. Mm. Perhaps a little bit of enhancement. But really, it's about the accessibility, and it's about having the information in ways that women with disabilities and girls with disabilities can understand. So it's been fantastic. And having it launched by the Minister for Women was a big bonus, because usually we try to get, we seem to be put in the disability basket.
Mm.
But we are women. We are all women.
Absolutely.
And it was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
What measures have been made to make the website accessible and inclusive?
Well, we had extensive consultations. So we had over 100 women and girls take part in the consultations to ensure that it was the information that they wanted in a way that they wanted to receive it. And that was not just in the big cities. So I'm based in Melbourne, but we had consultations all around the country with women with a range of disabilities. So disability is not just one thing, it's a range of things. So it might be cognitive impairment, it might be physical impairment, it might be invisible disabilities, which we often forget. And it's also psychosocial disability we include in our bucket as well. So it's really been reaching out for women to tell us what they need.
And what are some of the things that they were calling for, that they were saying that they needed?
Definitely basic human rights, knowing your rights and how to access redress if your rights are breached, sexual and reproductive rights and autonomy over your own body and the decision-making processes, access to leadership opportunities. So women with disabilities are often the last on the list when it comes to any opportunity. So we know that men with disabilities, for example, are more likely to have a better education, are more likely to be in paid employment. So there's those sort of things. There's some nuances around gender that really need to be taken into account.
What feedback did you receive once it had been launched?
Oh my God, it's been overwhelming. Women have been saying to me, we have wanted this for so long. We are so pleased to see this. We are so pleased to have a place that we can call our own, where we don't have to explain ourselves, where we can get on there and look for the information in our own time.
Mm.
And, I mean, it's also going to help the wider community as well.
Oh, absolutely. As you said before, it's not, we're all just women.
Absolutely.
Yeah. A community supporting itself.
Absolutely. And understanding that governments sometimes may need some support to understand us, who we are, where we are, and what we need. So there's a tendency for people to tell us what we need.
Mm.
We actually know quite well what we need. We're just not often given the opportunity to say it. So we're often filtered out. So the service sector or families will be asked for their opinion before we're asked for our opinion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting time.
And when we have a parliament, we have leadership boards full of generally, you know, white men who are able-bodied and neurotypical. Then
absolutely, I'm on a major health board in Victoria, and we have a thing about there's only 1% of people with 1% of board members are people with disability, and we sort of joke we think it might be me, but it's the same thing. So, but by the same token, I'm just another white woman of privilege. It's just my legs don't work.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sort of the diversity of disability and the diversity of our community needs to be reflected more broadly across all the boards.
Absolutely. Strength in diversity, strength in inclusion.
And definitely disability service providers should be having people with disabilities on their board.
Absolutely,
to Tricia. To inform their practice.
Absolutely. Tricia, we're going to have to leave it there because we've run
Not
out of
problem.
Time. It's been a joy having you on. Thank you very much. Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day, and thank you.
That was Tricia Maloney, their President of the Women with Disabilities Australia, discussing the launch of the new website for women with women and girls, I should say, with disabilities. It's called Our Place. You can head to ourplace.wwda.org.au.